My brother-in-law just got a new job, and it's not in marketing at all. Actually, it's a computer programming job. But something he said about the hiring process will make you a better marketer, better copywriter, a better salesperson, a better entrepreneur. It'll help you sell your products and services better. And I thought it would be, in fact, I think, well, based on something he a comment that he got in the interview process, it will help you beat your competition 9 out of 10 times. And generally, I agree with that. So we'll talk about that in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so sometimes it's just the simplest things that you can do that will help you achieve the success that you want. And sometimes the success that you want, like the difference between getting it and not getting it, is just being willing to do that much more, just a tiny bit more than everybody else. So here's the story. So my brother-in-law, he actually got recommended to apply for a job. And this and so he applied, he went through the process, and the whole way he's just kind of like, hey, if I get it, that's awesome. Even if the hiring process goes one step further, that's awesome. And if it doesn't, that's okay, because I have a decent job where I'm at, and I'm happy with it. So he's going through this process, and he gets to the point where they ask him in for an in-person interview with someone who would be kind of in a supervisory chain. And one of the questions that they ask is like, well, do you know what you're applying for? And this seems like it should be just like a really just stupid question, irrelevant question, like the type of question where if you are at that point in the process where you are actually being interviewed in person for a job, it should not be like it should be a base level expectation that you have a really good idea of what the company is, what the job is, like what role that job plays in the company. Obviously, you can be wrong, you can be a little bit misinformed, you can be underinformed, but combine the job description and maybe some perusing through the company's website, and you should have a pretty clear idea of what you are getting involved with. And well, he went on to explain, well, I was on your website and I saw that you do this, and I understand based on the job description that it's part of this new project that's described on this area of your website. And so I think my role would be this. And I think that that's interesting because XYZ. A really simple, in his mind, and in my mind, a really simple response to that question. And the interviewer was surprised. They were positively surprised by the fact that he had actually gone to the website. He had interviewed, or he had researched what the company was doing, and he, figured out that 1 + 1 = 2 with the job description and what he saw on the company's website. And they specifically told him that that put him ahead of 9 out of 10 job candidates. That 9 out of 10 people who applied and got to that point in the process did not do the fundamental, like basic 10 minutes of research that it takes to show up and have a general idea of, okay, this job that you're hiring for, this is about how it fits in this company. And this is a small business. It's not like there's 10,000 employees and you're a cog in the machine. This is a fairly small business. And so, like, when I hear about people who are struggling, when I hear about people who are not succeeding, when I hear about people who are continually finding challenges in showing up, I know that there can be a lot of factors involved. I know that there can be just just a ton of different factors involved. But I also know, and this comes from my experience hiring people too, you know, there's listings on Indeed or whatever the job site is, and people just click apply for this job, submit my resume, and they consider, oh, I applied for the job. My definition of applying for the job is reading the job description, figuring out if I even want it in the first place, figuring out if it's like a good fit for me, figuring out where it might align with my skills, writing an actual cover letter that says, well, here's, you know, here is how my skills map to what you're asking for. And specifically, maybe I don't have the explicit experience that you're asking for, but here is why I can succeed in the role anyway. It's this whole process of digging in, of doing the research, of it's not very much work. It's a little bit of work to align myself with what these people are looking for. And the same thing applies in you know, trying to get freelance positions, in trying to get, I don't know, part-time or retainer gigs with clients, in connecting with clients in any way. Yes, eventually you can build a client system where you're just getting people coming to you who recognize that you don't know them at all. But even then, if you're going to get on the phone with somebody who actually comes to you, who you've attracted through your market presence, through your marketing, through your advertising, whatever, there should probably be at least 5 minutes of work, 10 minutes of work, really recognizing like who this person is before you get on the phone with them and have a conversation with them. You should look up their website. You should, you know, do this really basic level of research. Because if you don't understand what they want, if you don't understand what they do, what their challenges might be, if you don't understand like what they're putting out in the world, you're going to have a lot of trouble connecting with them. And it's like, honestly, I think that interviewer got it right. And maybe because just by the nature of you watching Breakthrough Marketing Secrets or listening to Breakthrough, however you're getting this episode, maybe by the nature of that, you're already putting yourself ahead of, you know, 8 out of 10. But half the people who are engaging with this episode are not going to be the people that do the research, and half are going to be the people who do. You know, there's a difference between passively consuming what comes at you, which arguably is what happens when I give you an episode notification, or actively going out and doing the research, which can be how you found me in the first place. It can be how you choose to engage with this content. For example, people, when I say, you know, leave a comment with this episode and let me know, like, what action items you got, what takeaways, what are you going to do differently? When I ask for that, I'm asking you to proactively engage intellectually with the content and use it to stimulate this active thinking process, which is the same active thinking process that's required for you to do research, which is the same active thinking process, which is going to put you ahead of 9 out of 10 people who are, you know, approaching different clients or applying for different jobs or putting their marketing in front of your prospects. Whatever it is, like, the same skill applies to writing copy. The same skill applies to, you know, figuring out how to put together a marketing message that is going to resonate with the audience. The same skill applies in so many different places. You need to be willing to do that little bit of work that's going to put you ahead of 9 out of 10 of your competition. And when you do that, well, going back to my brother-in-law, he got the job. Like, he demonstrated that he was willing to do that much more, just like the tiniest bit more. And when he was willing to do the tiniest bit more, he got substantial, substantial rewards. And so, you know, my question to you is, like, why would you spend your life trying to do a little bit less than everybody else, if you knew, maybe from listening to this, that doing a little bit less is going to get you a lot less in return versus doing a little bit more, which can get you so much more. So leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do differently? And do this. Take action, please, because I want to see you succeed. I want to hear your success story. I want to know that, oh, Roy made that video for me and he encouraged me to, you know, do a little bit more, to put a little bit more into it, regardless of whether that's, you know, doing the research required for your next copy project or doing research into different aspects of your target market and how you can approach them differently, or doing research into your next client and how you can approach them differently, or whatever that is. I want to hear your success stories because you're actually applying this. Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, so the magical algorithms will also share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly. And finally, subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. And honestly, if you apply this, you know, you're going to get 100 out of 10 value here. So I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. I will catch you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.